Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 21st of June, 2007. Today is the summer solstice, first day of summer in the Northern Hemisphere. Longest day of the year. Tonight will be the shortest night. The Earth is about 3 million miles farther from the Sun at this time of the year, actually, but the planet is tilted on its axis so that the Northern Hemisphere is tilted toward the Sun, just a slight tilt of about 23.5 degrees. And that's the difference between winter and summer, and that's what makes agriculture possible. Wheat, many other plants, require an average temperature of at least 40 degrees Fahrenheit to grow. Corn, about 50 degrees. Rice, 68. It's the birthday of the novelist Ian McEwan, born in Aldershot, England, 1948. His father was a Scottish soldier in the British Army, and the boy grew up in various places around the world, Singapore and North Africa and elsewhere. He liked to read, but he'd never thought about being a writer until he heard about a creative writing program in East Anglia taught by the writer Malcolm Bradbury that would allow him to write fiction for credit. And as soon as McEwan began to write, he found that it came very easily to him. He wrote 20 short stories in his first year, most of which he later published. He said it was like a lid blowing off a can. McEwan said, "Contemporary English fiction was so nicely modulated and full of observation about class and furniture. I wanted much more vivid colors. I wanted something savage." His first book, First Love, Last Rites, was filled with incest and infanticide and bestiality. And his second was a book about a group of children who hide their dead mother in the basement by covering her with cement. Critics started calling him Ian Macabre. McEwan said of writing fiction, "You enter a state of controlled passivity. You relax your grip and accept that even if your declared intention is to justify the ways of God to man, you might end up interesting your readers rather more in Satan." It's the birthday of author Mary McCarthy, born in Seattle in 1912, author of The Company She Keeps and The Group. Many people feel that her masterpiece was the memoir Memories of a Catholic Girlhood. The writer Gore Vidal said, "Mary McCarthy was our most brilliant literary critic because she was uncorrupted by compassion." Here's a poem for today by Darlene Finch, entitled "I Heart My Wife." "I heart my wife," the bumper sticker read in the window of the pickup truck ahead of me at the red light. And I burst into tears for no particular reason I could explain to the crossing guard on the corner or even to the man driving the truck, who looked quite ordinary and did not realize those four happy words could rip a woman's heart out under certain circumstances, when she's one man's abscessed tooth and another's dirty little secret. Then I stopped to wonder, as I blew my nose and wiped my eyes, whether the man had bought the bumper sticker at all, or if his wife had perhaps stuck it there in the window behind his head, as a message to women like me, whom she surely knows are sitting at every red light in every town, wishing they could one day be someone's very best thing. A poem by Darlene Finch, "I Heart My Wife," from Red Wax Rose, published by Shady Lane Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.